Psychic Radio, WYCD,
HD3 Detroit,
KJAQ,
HD3 Seattle,
WBMX,
HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
This is CBS The Sky Psychic Radio with Intuitive Soul and your host, Lori Houston. The purpose of Intuitive Soul is to clear a path to divine consciousness, and there's three ways that I do this. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and assist you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, identify the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing, I can release you, your home, or place of work from negative energy connections, realign your true and expressed self, restore a sense of balance between your inner world and external living environments, and provide fresh ground for new spiritual growth and higher consciousness. And Intuitive Soul Radios, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. on Psychic Radio The Sky. I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday evenings. Call in now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And tonight we are talking about clearing your home for the holidays and creating a safe space. So we're going to do a little bit of a review on, you know, what we've talked about with regards to, you know, how your space and your home can be, you know, interrupted. And, you know, what we really want to make sure you have is a safe home for the holidays. You want to be able to feel like it's home. And I know holidays can bring up a lot of stuff for a lot of people. And, you know, we have emotions that come up sometimes with the holiday season. You know, we used to have such high expectations. And because of this, we created a lot of disappointment in our lives. And so all of these emotions come out in your home. If you've, you know, you get in stress, which of course the holiday season is all about stress, because we tend to have these expectations that we want to meet. We also tend to need to spend a lot of money, and this may be a difficult time for a lot of people. So, you know, our emotions get involved, the tensions get involved, the stress gets involved. And so our emotions are very much in the home all the time. We're bringing in probably family, which we also have some issues with. That emotion gets put in the home. So what I want to talk about tonight is how to clear this energy. But I want to talk about some of the things that happen around the holiday season that trigger you, that trigger all of us into, you know, getting into a space that doesn't feel very safe, getting into a space where you're feeling frustrated and stressed, and we need to create this nice, safe home environment. So this is what this show is going to be about, telling you and letting you know things to be aware of within ourselves so that we can start looking and observing ourselves, observing the family, observing what's going on, and then also giving you some tips near the end on how to actually clear your home so that there are some good things happening, and, you know, all that energy that's being expelled right now and all that stress and tension and worry can be removed from your home. So emotions are a big one, and emotions are the thing that we need to look at the most. We will never have control. We should always express our emotions and not try to bury them deep down inside. But when it comes to our family, let's face it, we all get triggered big time. We want to look at our addictions. Now, there's the big addictions, which, you know, alcohol, drugs, sex, food, huge addictions that, especially around the holiday season, can be triggered big time. And, you know, it's our way to escape from the family. So I want you just to be aware of some of the ways that you try to escape, and look at that and be aware of that and be conscious of, you know, what are the things that we're doing. Now, it's not just, of course, us, but we're the only ones that we have any type of being in charge over. We cannot be in charge of anybody else and how they respond, how they react, how they work with themselves. So, you know, we really need to be more aware of ourselves and ourselves only. However, having said that, of course, there are addictions that go within our family. And, you know, we do kind of need to be aware of, you know, well, how the family reacts, how they're escaping from their family, meaning you or everybody else around them. And so this is a time that you just need to be aware. And you know, one of the things I recommend is, you know, again, you can only be in charge of yourself. So how would you, you know, what can you do for you? What do you need so that you don't try to escape, so that you don't go into your addictions? What do they not need so that you, you know, you can keep them away from their addictions, or, you know, keep yourself from not reacting and as well from them not reacting? So what are the things that may trigger you? What are the things that may trigger them into wanting to escape? And really, that's what addiction's all about. It's escaping from our spiritual journey. I want to remind you to give us a call in. This is a live show that looks at doing readings. You can call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Depression is a really big one at this time of year. Depression obviously would go with emotions. However, depression kind of is on its own, because it's what happens when we really lose hope. It's what happens when we lose faith. It's what happens when we've been disappointed so many times in our lives that we just, you know, we shut down. And so being aware of your own depressions, your own way of escaping, and other people in your family and whether they're depressed or not. And again, one of the things you can do is, you know, what do they need? When you're depressed, what do you want? What are you looking for? You need some way to rekindle some of that faith and that hope. And so, you know, think about what you need. Think about what you want. Because really, truly, the only things, again, we have any charge of is ourselves. So really become very, very aware of what's going on within your own dynamic, more so than anything else. But also, you know, become the observer. Watch what happens around the family. Watch what happens when you're, you know, when you're around the dinner table or when the family comes over. And if there's anybody depressed, you know, find out what they need, because everybody's needs something and everybody wants something. Arguments. Arguments are a big thing, especially with regards to the energy that goes into your home. And arguments, we get triggered by our family more than anybody else. And that's, you know, really part of our spiritual growth, because we did grow up with them. They are part of our triggers. So if you're married and it's your spouse's family that's over for the Christmas, I mean, it's really, or the holiday season, you really want to discuss this with your spouse. Find out, you know, what their triggers were. Find out what, you know, happened in your spouse's family that you need to be aware of, so that you can kind of understand what the trigger points are and, you know, why there is so much tension in the family. But there's always tension in family. It's, you know, they say, if you want to know how spiritually evolved you are, you go spend a weekend with your family, because family brings up everything and it's right in your face and you really need to look at it. Over the holiday season, divorce is a problem. It could be yours. It could be your family's. It could be the previous occupants in the house. Remember that that energy can get stuck there if you haven't, you know, properly cleared it. And again, by the end of the evening, we will discuss some ways to clear your home. Family trauma. We've all had certain amounts of family trauma, and we all try to escape from that, which is usually why we create independent homes on our own. But being aware of that trauma, being aware of the stuff that we, you know, really hid and shut ourselves down from. And that's some of the things that come up during the holiday season. I mean, that's the things that, you know, trigger us the most. And, you know, usually around the holidays, it's about disappointment. It's about these expectations that we had as children, these expectations that we had of Santa, you know, giving us our every wish. And so, you know, we have to be a little bit aware and looking at what it is that we are dealing with and, you know, really, really understanding ourselves. So how do you escape from the family if they're surrounding you during the holidays? You know, that's when you need to make some space for yourself. You need to honor yourself. You need to have a lot of self-care And you need to be really gentle, not only, you know, with your family, but with yourself. You know, take those moments, take that time. In fact, it's really a good idea if you all sort of take some time and some space to really connect and, you know, find out what we'll talk about after the break is, you know, setting some intentions. So, you know, what is it that you really want during the holiday season? We all, again, have been so disappointed by not having our needs met and not having what we wanted that we sort of learned to shut down. And our families can trigger us and can push our buttons, and we get in this place where we're all kind of freaking out because we, you know, we're getting triggered and we don't know what to do with it. So the best thing to do during these times when you can't really necessarily get away is, you know, set some time for yourself. Set some time for you to meditate. Set some time, if you don't meditate, to listen to some of your own music. You maybe, you know, set space where everybody gets an opportunity to listen to something of their own that they want to listen to. And, you know, it's really up to you to sort of set that. So when we come back from the break, we will talk about setting intentions. We are going to go to break. Please call us now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You are listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
The I'm Thankful Network for inspiration, education, and collaboration. Show host and creator Sue Lundquist has the endless energy, compassion, and charisma to carry her mission. This mission of positive change and communication, while also creating a maintenance tool within a safe environment, providing a resource of knowledge through dynamic professionals in their receptive fields. Keisha Ewers and her show Healthy You on Wednesdays 12 to 1 Eastern on the Sky.
CBS Radio's The New Sky. Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Waited till I saw the sun. I don't know why I didn't come. I left you by the house of fun. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. When I saw that I could fly away instead of kneeling in the sand, catching teardrops in my hand. My heart is drenched in wine. Don't know why I didn't
I didn't come.
From our universe to yours, this is Psychic Radio.
We know you're listening.
Log on to psychiconair.com.
Live the life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is clearing a path to divine consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, from our relationships with ourselves, with others, to even our relationship with money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this in a weekly show Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I invite you to join me and call in your questions that I will answer each week live and intuitively at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or our live chat feature that allows you to immediately send your questions to me during the program. So please call now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. So right before the break, we were talking about all the things that can happen in our home. And what I want to talk about now is, you know, the biggest thing we can do for ourselves and our home over the holidays. And I will be talking about, you know, next week I'll be talking about how personally we can do this. But, you know, the big thing that we do with regards to our home and our family is to set an intention. Now, this intention, if your family is up to it, can be, you know, with everybody. But more importantly, again, because the only person that we are in charge of and that we have any type of responsibility for or the any way that we can change is ourselves. So the best thing you can do is, what do you want to have happen during the holiday season? What is it that you want? These are the intentions that you want. You need to look at your thoughts. You know, how do your thoughts impact your energy? Because everything is energy, you know, especially with regards to our home, because of the way, you know, we are, the law of attraction works, you know, energy, like attracts like. And so whatever we're thinking, whatever our thoughts are, is what we will bring into our situation. So if we're going into the holiday season and we are dreading it, if we are stressed by the financial situation, if we, you know, are worried about, you know, whether our families are going to get along, if we're worried about, you know, repeating a pattern from the past, every thought you have about this holiday season is going to impact your holiday. Okay? So every time you worry, every time stress comes up, all of those things that, you know, we're thinking about will impact our energy, and they will impact the holiday season, because your thoughts will begin to magnetize. They'll be like attracts like. And, you know, so is your home inviting or non-inviting? You know, what are you thinking about with regards to your family? What are you thinking about with regards to your, you know, big holiday meal? What are you thinking about with regards to, you know, the presents around the tree? Everything that you are doing and thinking about, be conscious of it. Be aware of it. When you feel yourself getting anxious and worried and stressed, relax. Find your way to shift your energy, whatever that is, whether it is taking some time listening to music, whether it's, as we were talking right before break, you know, maybe you need to go for a walk. Maybe you need to get out of the house. Maybe you need to set some time for you so that you can, you know, get into that space that you're wanting to create. And it's really, you know, it's really important that we really spend the time now thinking about it, because once the Christmas rush happens, once the holiday season gets involved, once, you know, your family's there, then it becomes really, really difficult to start setting an intention and setting a tone for yourself and being aware of your thoughts. You can be aware of your thoughts, and I encourage you to, you know, be more and more conscious of what's going on. But once that happens, once, you know, you're in the thick of it, it becomes a little bit more difficult. So really set your intention. Decide. Set some time aside for yourself. Make a list of the things that you need to do to relax yourself. Is it, you know, a sea salt bath? That's a really good thing to clear yourself, which we'll talk about next week. You know, is it candlelight? Is it a glass of wine by yourself? Is, you know, what do you need for yourself? And that, you know, will be the biggest thing to assist you so that you can get relaxed. You know, what is the relationship that you have currently with your family? All of the things that are going on, you know, who's joining you over the holidays? What relationship do you have with them? You know, what happens around the holidays that is the problem? Again, if this is you and it's your family, what is it that occurs during the time when you have your family there? If it's your spouse's family, what is it that occurs for your spouse? What is it that occurs for you? Think about and be very, very conscious of all the things that kind of go on. And think about, you know, maybe the last time you all got together, what were the arguments? What were the things that were causing you stress? What were the things that triggered you and pushed your buttons? The more aware you can be, the more you can be conscious of it and not react. And non-reaction is really where we want to be. We want to be present. We want to respond to things. We don't want to react. We don't want to go into the past and make some of the same reactions we had in the past. So remember the last time you got together. What caused the problems? What are your triggers? What sets you off? Take some time now to remember. While you're there, take some time to observe. And whether that has to happen in the evening afterwards, that's fine. Anytime you have to do it, just take some time and be really, really aware. You know, is there anyone who's coming for the holiday season that's particularly a problem for you? When, you know, when that's the case, you know, being really aware, what is it that triggers you? What pushes your buttons? Think about this. Spend some time now preparing mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually for your holiday season. And this, you know, this will make a huge difference on everything. You know, how do you prepare yourself? And, you know, how do you prepare for the home? So because this is about the home and your entire atmosphere, and it will include your family and the holiday season, you know, really think about it now. What, how does everything evolve? What goes on? You know, whether it's for just an evening, a weekend, or for some people, it's a whole week. So really consider what it is and really consider what happens and really consider what it is that you need to do so that you can create space for yourself. If there's issues, you know, there's many things that can happen. People who cause the issues, you know, surround you during the holidays. So how do you get them to leave their stuff at the door and come over? You know, you really can't. So you can talk to them, possibly. You can, you know, joke about. Laughter is probably one of the easiest things to do in, you know, diffusing situations. Talk to them maybe before they come, find out what they need. But bottom line is, the only one you can shift and change is yourself. You know, you can't really change your family. You can accept them for who they are. And I encourage you, you know, to really go over these things and say, okay, you know, this is how this person is. Can I accept this person for who they are? And, you know, you can change yourself by doing that. So if we talked about setting an intention, what would that look like and what would that be? And when I think about setting an intention, I declare what I want for the holidays, how I want the holidays to unfold. So am I looking for peace or love or joy? But it needs to be a quality. It's not something that you, that's physical. It's not like, well, I want the best gifts, because then you're looking at, you know, expectations. Oh, I want to give the best gifts. Well, then you're not only looking at expectations for yourself, but now you're including other people. So it's not really about that. It's not about, you know, the home. It's not about the supper. It's not about the gifts. It's really about, you know, quality that you're looking for. And setting that quality will set the tone. And it's not about getting them to do it, but if, you know, if they would be interested, if they're open enough, then you can suggest, you know, during prayer, during before each meal, you know, set an intention. We'll talk about that more for personal next week. But, you know, to set an intention, I want to experience, you know, peace during this holiday meal, or I want to experience peace during this day. And, you know, set that. Say that that's what you want. Say the qualities that you want. And then prior to it happening, imagine it happening. Okay. Imagine what that would be like. How would people respond around you? How would people be different around you? And bring all of your senses into this. If you were creating a peaceful home, what would that look like? Okay. Is everybody eating peacefully? Is everybody laughing? You know, what is going on? What would it look like to have this home give you this atmosphere that you're looking for? What would it sound like? Are people laughing and joking? Are they, you know, very quiet? You know, what are they talking about? Maybe you can have some ideas to talk about over the holiday season. Maybe during the holiday meal, you can think of a list of things, make it like a game. Go around the table. What do you want? Think about things that would make your experience better, and set these intentions so that you can really start imagining what it would be like. I mean, because everybody can come up with a few questions of, you know, what would you like, or what would you want to experience, or what is your favorite show, or what is your favorite actor, or, you know, come up with these interesting questions that you may have never asked anybody, and especially during, you know, a meal or a time when often it is stressful. What is the feeling that you want to experience when you're imagining this holiday time? What are the smells and the tastes? You know, the food that you're preparing, you know, what are the wonderful smells that are occurring? You know, what are the tastes that you want for the holiday? So really think about bringing all of your senses into this. What would that look like? How would it feel? All of the different things, so that when you set the intention, which you have to kind of set beforehand, becomes really, really difficult if you're going to try and do it once everybody's there. So again, it takes some preparation time. It takes some time for you to put in some thoughts. I really encourage you to give us a call, because this is a live show where we are taking callers at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. And we're talking about the holiday season and setting intentions. And the intention is really, you know, the most important thing during this time. It's the one thing that we do that can make a huge difference in how we respond, in how we imagine, and the unfolding. The more we think about, the more we set and be clear, the more able our intentions and what we are wanting to experience can happen. When you find yourself, you know, getting out of alignment of what you're wanting, that's when you need to take some space time. That's when you need to, you know, plan an out with your spouse, with somebody in your family, but you need to plan a way for you to get out and just take some time for yourself. And again, you know, for some people that may mean cooking. For some people that may mean going for a walk. For others it may be listening to music. For others it may be going into your room, closing the door, screaming into a pillow, maybe fighting in that pillow. You know, you really need to come up with your own way. Please try not to escape through your addictions. Try not to use alcohol as a way of escaping, or any type of medication or drugs or food. You know, really be aware and try not to use those things that could shift your enjoyment of the time. I know sometimes it's much easier just to zone out, to shut down and to escape, but it really will make it a much more authentic and honest holiday season if you spend the time to, you know, to set your intentions, to get clear, to know what you want and to what you need, and to think about, you know, what other people want and need. And, you know, sometimes our intuition can assist us here to help us understand people from a different perspective, which, you know, often we don't really consider people. We don't really consider the other person. We're just really thinking about ourselves. And so maybe think about what maybe makes them get triggered and help them understand. You know, it's not really about helping them understand. It's really about you understanding them. So the more clear you are, the more you set your intentions, the more able you will be to have a better holiday experience. And so I want to also discuss, you know, some of the things you need to do to make space in your home. And, you know, it's really important that you begin starting to look at your home as a very safe place. And often what happens during the holiday season is we have all of these things that that really aren't helpful in our holiday environment. And so we'll talk about that after the break. We are going to go to break now. Please call us at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. We do have a caller, Alex from Connecticut, who we will talk to after the break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul on Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
From our universe to yours, this is Psychic Radio.
We know you're listening.
Log on to psychiconair.com.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction. So tired of the straight line, and everywhere you turn, there's vultures and thieves at your back. Storm keeps on twisting, keep on building the lies that you make up for all that you lack. It don't make no
Psychic Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
248-545-7685.
Believe. newskyradio.com.
Intuitive Soul with your host, Lori Houston, is in clearing a path to divine consciousness through intuitive counseling by looking at our relationships, from our relationships with ourselves, with others, to even relationship with our money, and through clearing our energy so that we remove the obstacles that prohibit us from living the life we want. Intuitive Soul will discuss all of this in a weekly show Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I invite you to join me and call in your questions that I will answer each week live and intuitively at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-SOUL. So before the break, we were discussing, you know, just about clearing your home now and looking at making some space in your home. But we have a caller, Alex from Connecticut. Welcome, Alex.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. So how can I help you today?
Okay, I got a couple of issues, but I'll make it short. I'm looking for a job and also looking for a home. But I feel like there's blocks in pretty much every corner of my life. And
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you're in a job right now though?
No, I'm not. Actually, I got sick and then I took some time out and I helped raise my nieces and then started helping my mother fix her house. So
That's where you've been staying? Like, that's what you've been doing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's what I've been doing.
Okay. Yeah. What sort of happened around the time you got sick?
I was in school, and I was diagnosed with a tumor and a thyroid condition, and then I think I pretty much hit depression really, really hard. And then around that time, my nieces were born, so I jumped from one thing to the other. And they sort of helped me recover, actually.
Sure. And you had a full recovery, yes?
To this day, they can't find anything.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And how long has that been?
They're 11.
Okay. So yeah, you've spent your time focusing on them. And so now it's time to shift your focus back to you and, you know, letting them sort of do their own thing. So it's you've given all of your energy into assisting. Is it your sister?
Yes. And then I'm pretty much taking care of my mother too, like not in a financial way, but physical and emotional and fixing her house. So
yeah. Yeah. And so all of your energy has been going out to everybody else and helping everybody else's home and helping everybody else get where they need to go. And so now you need to shift it back to you. The only way that it's going to start working is if you shift it back to you. And so that means setting some boundaries now with regards to, you know, how much of time you're giving to everybody else. And you need to really take some soul care. You need to, you know, set your time and your boundaries for yourself. And once you make you a priority instead of everybody else, then things will start to fall in line. But you have to, you know, now you kind of have to do the tough love thing because everybody wants you to be there for them. You've been there for a long time now. So, you know, you may need to get a refresher on some of your courses because people are looking at you going, well, you know, you've not even done your work and it's been 11 years. So, you know, you need to do some creative work on your resume and you may need to do some volunteer work to start, you know, getting yourself back into, you know, work mode and, you know, just making you a priority because what's happened is you've given every ounce of your energy to everybody else and now it's time for you.
Right.
And the only way it's going to happen.
Yeah, the difficult part is that I've become a mother hen, so in every way,
absolutely,
I'm making sure everybody's fed, everybody's dressed, their life's in check. And now
you are their mother.
You're even a mother
to your mother.
Yes, and it's very, very difficult because at the same time, it's sort of like I have to realize that I cannot live their lives and they can't live mine.
Right. You have to cut the cords and let them live their own lives now.
Right, and I'm with someone that's taking care of me financially, and now we're looking into getting a home, but then it's sort of like he's doing it on his own. And, you know, it's sort of like I have to because then I'm going to start to resent them because I'm not living my life, and that's where it's come to.
Right. And that's why there's a block, and that's not why you're not moving forward. So you now need to let that all go, focus on you, create the boundaries, and just let them know that now you got to stop mothering them, everybody, and you now need to take time for you so that you can create it. So no resentment. Do it because you chose to do it. Understand that you chose to do it. Take responsibility that you chose to do it.
Right.
Love yourself.
I look at my nieces and I would have never, I would do it again.
Sure you would. And love yourself for all of the choices that you've made and just say, you know, now I need to go out and find my own life. And that's just what you need to do. And just, you know, it's not, nobody is going to resent you for it. They have their own lives as well. No one is going to resent you for it. It's just now you have to let that be your priority. Okay?
Yes. Thank you
okay.
so much.
You're Thank welcome. You. You're welcome. All right. So we were talking about setting intentions, and then right before the break, I said, you know, we need to look at our homes and we need to clear out the things that aren't working. So, you know, get into your closets, clear your closets, make space in your home, you know, look at everything that's cluttering your home, because that clutter is all of the emotions that you are not getting rid of. You know, these gifts that you may have gotten that are no longer part of your friends or, you know, the family that is difficult, you know, you're going to have to stop and get rid of some of those things. So start clearing up your home. It clears the energy. It starts letting things start moving again. You know, remove those gifts, remove old clothes. When you start doing some of the rituals that I'll talk about after the break, you know, you need to, you know, open your windows, let the energy flow, you know, don't use those things over Christmas or the holiday season, like ornaments or gifts, just because your family bought them for you. If you don't like them, only bring out the things that make you feel good. If you bring out stuff that you don't like, that has old emotions attached to it, that has resentment attached to it, that, you know, you only bring them out because the family did it, you know, please, they probably won't notice unless it's something they bought you last year. But if you don't like them, give them away. Let, you know, if you want to give them back to your family, go for it. But you really need to set the tone for the holidays, and all of the stuff that's cluttering your home, you need to clean it up, because when you clean it up, it clears the energy. When you clear the energy, your home feels completely different. And so, you know, get rid of those clothes that you're never going to wear. Get rid of those gifts that make you feel almost like you have to do it, that it's, you know, something you have to do. Get rid of that stuff. Bring out the things that make you really happy, that make you feel good about you, that make your home feel better. So if there's some old stuff around your house that you look at and go, why do I still have that? And it doesn't have a very good energy to it. You really need to, you know, clean that out and let it go and get rid of it, okay? And the more you do that, the more it will assist you to, you know, create a better environment for your home. So we're going to go to break. Please call us at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on the Sky Psychic Radio, powered by CBS.
Join Savannah for Soul's Journey with Savannah, nights from 10 to midnight Eastern. Savannah is an internationally renowned psychic medium. Savannah uses her mediumship abilities as well as powerful clairvoyant, clairaudient, and clairsentient skills in all of her readings. The wife of a New York City detective, mother of three, and psychic advisor makes for an eventful yet relatable life. And she will share that with all of you each Friday night, along with some interesting guests and powerful psychic readings for the listening audience. Soul's Journey with Savannah, Fridays from 10 to midnight Eastern on Psychic Radio. Now the Sky.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Leave.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Time of year, somewhere far away from here. I feel fine enough, I guess, considering everything's a mess. There's a restaurant down the street where hungry people like to eat. I could walk, but I'll just drive. It's colder than it looks outside. It's like a dream you try to remember, but it's gone. Then you try to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you try to see the one beyond your front door, take your time to wait. I'm gonna make you smile when you realize that a guy by side might take a while just to try to figure out what all this is for. It's the perfect time of day to throw all your cares away. Put the sprinkler on the lawn and run through with my gym shorts on. Take a drink right from the hose and change into some drier clothes. Climb the stairs up to my room. Sleep away the afternoon. Like the dream you're trying to remember, but it's gone. Then you try to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you try to see the one beyond your front door, take your time to wait. I'm gonna make you smile when you realize again. I said it might take a while just to try to figure out what all this is for. Try to figure out what all this is for. Try to see the one beyond your front door. Try to figure out what all this is for.
The life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe.
NewSkyRadio.com.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston. The purpose of Intuitive Soul is a clear path to divine consciousness, and there's three ways I do this. Intuitive counseling, where I guide and assist you to become aware and conscious of your thoughts and feelings, raise and shift your level of consciousness, and identify the pain, struggle, and fear that prohibit you, and assist you to express the love, joy, and compassion of who you are. Intuitive energy clearing can release you, your home, and place of work from negative energy connections, realign you to your true and expressed self, and restore a sense of balance between you and your inner world. And Intuitive Soul Radio, Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. on the Sky. And I also have a show on my website, intuitivesoul.com, live on Thursday evenings. Call in now at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Now, we do have a caller, Ronnie from Chicago. Welcome, Ronnie.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you tonight?
I just wanted to ask you a question.
Like, sure.
How do you see me with relationships in the future?
Well, what is going on with your relationships now?
I'm single right now.
Okay. Have you been dating?
I've dated before. I mean, the last time I've been in a relationship was probably like a year ago.
Okay. Are you dating now, though? Like, you're trying to date?
I wouldn't mind it.
Okay, so what I'm getting is the expectations of what you're looking for and how you're trying to align yourself are a little off. So I would just get myself out there and, you know, stop worrying about the one. Stop worrying about trying to, you know, make everything perfect. And just, you know, make yourself more available, because I think you know, this is kind of a woman's issue a lot of the times, is, you know, they're always looking for that one person, and so they won't really date anybody. And so I just encourage you just to get out there, because as you open yourself up to dating, it opens you up to getting some of the people that are, you know, in alignment to you. You can do a soul call. You can, you know, as you go to bed or wake up in the morning, you know, talk to the person that you're wanting to connect with in, you know, etherically, in, you know, soul to soul, call in their higher self. But just, you need to open yourself up. Now, you know, I'm not a big person for internet dating, but right now you just need to kind of open yourself up. You're kind of shut down. And I think it's probably because of what happened in your last relationship. And I think, you know, there's been some wounds and some pain. And so you're kind of afraid to get back into a relationship. So you've set your expectations really high and you're kind of saying, yep, I only want to be with the one person now. And so not that there's anything wrong with that. That's very, you know, wonderful and beautiful, but you just need to kind of be more open, because right now, you've kind of set that intention. What's happened is it's kind of closed you down, and you need to sort of be a little bit more open to allow that to come into your life. But think about the qualities that you want from your relationship. What are you looking for yourself? What are you looking for in another partner? How are they going to complement you? You know, start thinking about what it would be like. Make space for that person in your life right now. And, you know, just start dating. Be open yourself up. Tell your friends, you know, that you're looking, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that things will turn around for you. You just need to kind of give yourself some space to open up.
Okay,
perfect.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, so we're going to talk now about some of the rituals you can do to have your space clear. You know, one of the things that most people talk about is using white sage, and you can get it in the leaf form, or you can get it in just a wrapped sage, and you burn it. And what I recommend, because sage is really only as strong as you are, is that you know, as you're burning the sage, you can say a protection prayer. Now, on my site, and I'm a little worried about my site right now because I think it's down, but I do have, in the meditation section, I have several prayers that I use. There's one called the protection prayer. So as you're clearing, using the sage and you're burning it, incense sometimes works. Sage is better, unless you get a really pure sandalwood, and that will work very nicely. The protection prayer is, In nomine Padre, e Filii, e Spiritus Sancte, Ave Mele Spiritus, Ave Mele Spiritus, Ave Mele Spiritus, In nomine Padre, e Filii, e Spiritus Sancte, In nomine Jesu Christe. Amen. It is very powerful protection prayer, and it will go around and it will clear out the energy. All of that emotion stuff, all the stuff we talked about in the beginning, all the things that, you know, your home needs to get cleared, it will help clear that out. I would make a little bit of a ritual in that I don't know if you have any statues or any pictures or, you know, anything that, like the Dalai Lama or, you know, a sage or, you know, somebody that you connect with, and, you know, use some white beeswax candles, and they can just be the little tea candles, or, you know, you can get the taper candles and put them up just not too close to the statue or the picture, and, you know, burn them. And when you do that, set the intention that ask them to assist you to clear the home. If you have unwanted visitors, you may say that you don't want them in your house anymore and ask them to leave, and those would be ghosts or something like that. You do have the strength to do that on your own, but again, you can do it with the help of somebody that you trust. It could be Jesus, it could be the Dalai Lama, it could be a guru, it's whatever you connect with. Often there are some wonderful chanting CDs or music. I use a bowl. I use a Tibetan brass bowl to make sound. That will clear your house. You can use classical music. You can create your own atmosphere and set the intention that what you're doing will clear your home. I would open the windows so that it's symbolically letting all the stuff out. You don't have to open all of the windows. Even one window is fine to symbolically suggest that everything go out. Some of us use sacred geometry. I like to use the pentagram. The pentagram has to be pointing up. The pentagram is the five star. You can also use the Star of David. You can use that on your walls, on your windows, on your mirrors, in, again, fireplaces. If you want to know more information about how to use sacred geometry, you could email me. And you can email me at lori@intuitivesoul.com, and I'd be more than happy to assist you with some of this. Meditation to assist yourself, to clear up, keep yourself clean. Prayer, there's lots of prayers. There's a calling upon prayer. There's how to make a circle. You know, blasting your place with light will also help. And, you know, all of this stuff helps you keep a cleaner home. And the cleaner it is, the more your holiday season will be beneficial, and whatever intention you set, hopefully will achieve. So I look forward to helping you, and I look forward to hearing how your holiday season has been transformed by this show. We are at the end of the show. This is intuitivesoul.com. I encourage you to visit me online. Maybe not right now, but I have discounts, 2-for-1 special right now on all of my readings. You may need to email me that instead of going onto my site. So email me at lori@intuitivesoul.com and just let me know that you want the 2-for-1 special. And I do email and phone consultations. I do remote healing and clearing for personal, home, and businesses. And I have a weekly online radio show right on my site, intuitivesoul.com. This is Lori Houston. I hope you enjoyed it. You are listening to The Sky, CBS Radio, Intuitive Soul, and it's powered by CBS.